Let's do this. Kaylee Scheller reporting with today's top stories.
Federal immigration agencies have launched a coordinated campaign to arrest and deport immigrants seeking to become legal U.S. residents through marriage. That's according to documents released this week in a class action lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union. The documents, which include depositions and correspondence from federal officials, show the extent to which officials for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services have been coordinating with their counterparts at Immigration and Customs Enforcement to facilitate arrests at citizenship offices in New England. The ACLU, in its arguments, criticizes the efforts as a deportation trap that violates the constitutional rights of immigrants otherwise following the rules to become legal residents. Matthew Siegel, legal director for the ACLU of Massachusetts, said in an interview on Tuesday, quote, "The government created this path for them to seek a green card. The government can't create that path and then arrest folks for following that path." An ICE spokesman responded that allegations of, quote, "inappropriate coordination between the two agencies are unfounded." John Moen, a spokesman for USCIS, said the agency doesn't comment on pending litigation, but did say by email, quote, "This routine coordination with the Department of Homeland Security, not unlike the cooperative efforts we maintain with many other federal partners, is lawful and legitimate." The ACLU lawsuit argues that Homeland Security regulations created under former President Barack Obama allow immigrants with U.S. citizen spouses to stay in the country while they seek a green card, even if they're already subject to deportation. Siegel said Tuesday, quote, "That regulation is still the law of the land, so arresting these folks is not about law and order. These are people with a path to legalization, and the government is trying to block that." The federal government, in seeking to dismiss the lawsuit, argues in part that federal district court has no jurisdiction in the matter. A bus hit another vehicle at high speed and then rolled over four times, killing at least 24 people and injuring 19 others while smashing into several homes along a highway near Ecuador's capital city early Tuesday. The Colombian-registered bus was traveling to Quito when it hit a smaller vehicle in an area known as Dead Man's Curve at about 3 a.m. Colonel Wilson Pavone, head of Ecuador's transit police, said the majority of passengers aboard were Colombians, but some Venezuelans were also among the dead. Three people, including two minors traveling in the smaller vehicle, also died. General Patricio Carrillo of Ecuadorian police told local reporters that it appeared the bus driver lost control and hit an oncoming car before crashing into poles and houses as it rolled over four times. The investigation was continuing and the driver is hospitalized among the injured. It was the second bus tragedy in less than 3 days in Ecuador. A Pennsylvania grand jury report on clergy sexual abuse faults Cardinal Donald Worrell, the former longtime Bishop of Pittsburgh, over his handling of abusive priests. The report says Worrell approved transfers for priests instead of removing them from ministry, oversaw inadequate church investigations, and concealed information when priests were reported to law enforcement. The report also says he advised parishes not to publicly announce or acknowledge complaints and offered financial support to priests who were accused and later resigned. Worrell, who leads the Washington Archdiocese and is one of the highest-profile cardinals in the United States, disputes some of the allegations in the report. He said in a statement Tuesday that he, quote, "acted with diligence, with concern for the victims, and to prevent future acts of abuse." The Pennsylvania grand jury says its investigation of clergy sexual abuse identified more than 1,000 child victims. That's all the news for you for this evening. This has been a report by Kaylee Chella. I will check back in with you tomorrow morning.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.